Through the facilities of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in offering the first concert in miniature. Coming to you tonight from the Memorial Auditorium in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. Modern designs in music, fresh as today and as new as tomorrow. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality, imaginative quality, and interpretation of this progressive music. Now here is your conductor, America's man of modern music.
Thank you, Mr. Whitaker. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stan Kenton talking to you this evening on the initial program here of the thing that has been decided, after a lot of talk, to be called a concert in miniature. I am the orchestra leader. I also play piano. Occasionally I write an arrangement. Oh, yes, the orchestra. I couldn't do much without them. That's the saxophone section that sits in the first line there. Two of them have crew cuts. Two of them wear their hair long, and that other hairdo I don't quite understand. It's something pretty progressive, you can bet, though. Behind them is the trombone section, sitting with their horns. Would you fellas mind waving? That's enough. And behind them yet is the trumpet section, standing there, all the same size, too. Five trumpets, five trombones, five saxophones, and to my left is the rhythm section. A guy by the name of Bags, a guy by the name of Blaze, another guy by the name of Cap. Tonight we thought, in order to kind of start things easily here, to test all equipment all around across Canada and across the states, that we would possibly move into this thing easy-like. We'll pick a tune that you have no doubt heard before many times. It's pretty much a part of everybody's repertoire. Every trio, every singer, every accordion player, every orchestra. And tonight we're going to do it a bit differently. I'd like to speak to the bass player. Bags, you know Stardust? Do you know Stardust? We'll get your book out and let's... Yes, I understand. Bags, let's hear the first note. You're going to play the melody, you know. First note? Very good. You ready for the second? The third note of the pickup, we're ready for that. In tempo, Stardust. Anchor, you know, the program notes, as I look a little closer on the last number, says trombone Bob Fitzpatrick, bass Don Bagley. It says alto saxophone Dick Mildonian, and it says tenor saxophone Bill Holman. You know, as you look at a library of music such as ours, you see some of the music looks fresh and new. There are new arrangements. There are others that are about medium. We've had those for a little while, but then every once in a while there is one within the pile that looks like it's seen a lot of wear. This one has been played everywhere at almost every occasion, and we thought this evening, for luck, on this first program concert in miniature, it should be a part of it. This is the composition, Love for Sale, an arrangement of Pete Rugolo's. On the nose, fellas. Let me start when my hand comes down. They say that a musician really is a great performer when he starts creating his music, if he can remove a few inhibitions, and you get a more exciting, sincere, fresh sound. I don't know what a musician does, though, when he all of a sudden drops his horn and starts yelling things in Spanish. Reuben McFall. You know, musicians in the orchestra come from every portion of the country. Some guys from the Midwest, some from the East, some from the South, the North, the West Coast. There's a fellow here that came from Chicago. He worked around Chicago for quite a while, did a great deal for progressive jazz and progressive music in general in Chicago. A most competent guy, rather young, to get started with an orchestra of his own. Somehow we got him to give up and come with us for the time being at least. Very important to the innovations in modern music, as well as this group. His first season with this orchestra, Bill Russo. He's created a composition that I feel he's best qualified to explain. You'll find a brilliant man here, a great musician, and you're about to hear a wonderful composition. I call upon Russo at the moment to come into the microphone here and explain things. Bill?
Now, this composition is entitled Ennui, and it was originally meant to express a rather quiet and relaxed mood. There are some brass punctuations in the middle, and the whole thing becomes rather climactic after a while. The main theme is stated by the trombone and is interrupted only by the orchestral, short orchestral portions in the middle. Seeing that I have just a minute to go on here, I think I might take a second to delve into the cosmological and metaphysical aspects of this composition. I think we can say quite simply that the transcendental character of the composition is based on two very definitely Freudian concepts, the first of which has to do with what we might call a continuum. The whole relationship between the first portion of this composition and the French horns as used in the second portion finds its root in the philosophy of certain early Greek composers. The dichotomy between the Russians and the Ukrainians is a clear example of the lugubrious tendency of early Greek art. The whole relationship between this concept and certain basic concepts, say, of James Joyce, is the fact that motorcycle riders find salted popcorn extremely good under those conditions.
Bill.
Yes, Sam.
Bill, I don't want to interrupt you here. I know how wrapped up you are in your composition, but really, I assure you that we understand. Bill, to go ahead with things, I want you to treat the orchestra as though we're your own here. I give you the orchestra. There are a couple of small stipulations in it, though. We don't want you to fire anyone, or please, let's not have an intermission. We're doing a broadcast here.
All right. No intermissions and no firing.
Yes.
All right. Everybody gets a $50 raise starting tomorrow night.
Mr. Russo, if you don't mind, you take the orchestra. I'll do the commentary. He's now proceeding toward the center of the orchestra. He has his trombone in hand. The composition Ennui is about to start. As he lifts his hand, the saxophones make the sound. Ennui. Thank you, Phil Russo. We thought that we might also dedicate about 3 or 4 more minutes to the guy's creativeness, to something here that has a great deal of rhythmic content, a few short solos, in other words, a little freedom of speech, a thing that it's great, but we were stuck for a title, so we tagged it to the guy. Here's Bill's Blues. The beat, ready. Maldonian played some alto. Tiny Condoli played trumpet. There was some trombone by Bob Fitzpatrick. You know, this week, I should say this week, just tonight, a new musician joined the orchestra, a saxophone player, and everything sings perfectly all right, but I neglected to do something. I wonder if you'd step over here, will you please? I want you to know, first of all, we're rather happy to have you in the band, but I neglected to ask some questions that should have been taken care of by the personnel man. Name, please.
Vinnie Dean.
Home?
Mount Vernon, New York.
Age?
22.
What instrument do you play?
Saxophone.
Saxophone? What's the background?
Charlie Barnett.
That's a pretty wild background. I guess that everything is going to be all right. Some of the things that we play sound like Barnett. I'll tell you what, Vinnie, it's very nice to have you in the orchestra, even though you have already signed the contract. I'll reassure you that we're thrilled to have you in the group. There is a piece of music over there. It says theme. Would you go back to your chair and look at it? It's right there on the top page. It's something that we play a great deal. It's called Artistry and Rhythm. We thought that no Kenton program would be quite complete without the composition. This evening, fellas, out of the number of versions that we perform, let's forget the rumba, forget the tango, let's forget the samba and the march and the Dixieland, excuse the expression. Let's have just a straight radio theme like we were playing the theme here from Kitchener, Ontario. Ready, fellas? The downbeat. Here comes the brass. Thank you.
Thank you. Back to the concert.
There is a composition here that has to do with some strong brass, some soft brass, some muted sounds. It was written by a guy that we hung around with a great deal a few years ago by the name of Pete Rugolo. Something that he and I sat down one day and argued over and finally came up with. So because of the two of us together on it, it was called Collaboration. There is a piano solo here. I'll play the piano, Fitzpatrick plays the trombone, and I'll direct the ending. Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for the first concert of miniature. Next week, we'll be in Milwaukee at George Devine's Million Dollar Ballroom. Bing?
Thank you, Stan. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Came to you from the National Gardens in Kitchener, Ontario.
This is NBC.